Yeah.
Following on that question.
Yeah. It looked like it was a following on that question.
I know Dan quite well.
Right.
But it does lead to the questions about 50%.
Uh-huh.
Because for some people, death comes with extreme pain.
Yeah.
And part of being able to navigate through the dissolution of self, so to speak, requires clarity of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of pain management, my understanding is, involves morphine or
yep.
some sort of mind-clouding
yep.
drug. So how does one, I mean, I know that one can request not, but not to have that, but how does one navigate pain?
Right, and that's why I say like these days, pain management strategies are actually, quite refined, and there's a lot of to and fro between the medical providers and nurses and say hospice nurses, and they have a lot of experience in helping people. Regulate the pain. Also, I mean, there's one, and morphine is, you can zonk yourself out really well with morphine, but you can also take what is suitable for reducing the pain and maintaining a clarity. You know, one of the a really simple thing that, you know, just in terms of experience that they found in hospitals and in hospice, is that you actually give the authority or power of the you can regulate your own pain management, and statistically, the amount of pain killers, pain reliefs, it drops dramatically when it's within your control. Because so much of it is sort of, it's within that fear of, I'm not going to be able to deal with this. And so, yeah, bring it on. Because I don't know how it's going to be. But then when you're given the that kind of power or authority to regulate the amount, he goes, yeah, I can deal with this. I mean, you know, obviously there probably, statistically, there'll probably be some that, but it's in a tiny minority that would over-medicate. Mostly people under-medicate by a baseline of what was before, what was recommended. As a part, so it's just because a lot of it is around, a lot of it's around control, And it's as you're dying. I mean, that's really loss of control. And so, but then that sense of you can regulate the amount of pain that you take. But nowadays, I mean, there's a lot of options of different kinds of medications and things that bring relief, and oftentimes you don't even have to get to the point of taking opiates, and because there's a lot of drugs out there. And used in the right way, they're for a medicinal purpose.